Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite Billboard number one songs from the 1970s.
So we are continuing our series. Last week we talked about our top five Billboard number one songs from the 60s. So if you missed it, you can go back and listen.
Yeah, otherwise you'll be lost.
I thought that this list was going to be a little easier than the 60s, but I actually found it really challenging.
I think just comparing it to how hard the 60s was for me, this one didn't seem too bad. Yeah. But there are a lot of good songs in the 70s.
Yeah, for sure. So many good songs.
Yeah.
So would you like to start?
Sure. My number five is You Are the Sunshine of My Life by Stevie Wonder. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. This hit number one May 19th, 1973. It was only on the number one spot for a week, but he ended up being nominated for a Grammy for Best Male Vocal Performance for it.
So wow.
It, I think, was his third number one hit that he had had at that point. So yeah, I mean, it's just a really good song. And it's kind of a smooth, soulful song, especially for how the 70s go a little later on. It's kind of leans more towards that 60s sound a little bit, which is probably why I like it so much. But it's just a really good song. So
cool. I like that one.
Your number five?
My number five is Welcome Back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around.
So this song is by John Sebastian, and it was the theme song to the TV show Welcome Back, Cotter. And you may have seen that show on reruns, like Nick at Night or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The song came out in 1976, and it was number one on the charts just one week, the week of May 8th, 1976. And this song was commissioned to be written as a theme song for the show. And originally, the show was just going to be called Cotter. And John Sebastian was working on the lyrics and trying to come up with a theme song, and he was having such a hard time incorporating like the name Cotter organically and having it work. And so he wrote this song, Welcome Back, and the people liked it so much that they changed the name of the show to Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hmm.
So if you don't know what Welcome Back, Cotter is, you can, I'm sure, look up some clips on YouTube to see the show. Really funny show, and it is about a guy who goes back to his high school to become a teacher, and he teaches this kind of rough group of guys.
Hmm.
And it's a funny show. John Travolta kind of got his start on Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, nice.
But this song is just really good. I just really like the style. It's very like smooth and kind of relaxing. Actually, it's funny, we were getting ready for this list and I just heard it like over the radio when I was walking through a store the other day.
Huh, that's funny.
It's just kind of funny when you're thinking about things and then you notice them or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is also a song that I feel like I've probably heard Dad sing it more than I've heard the recorded version.
I don't think I realized how much songs from TV shows and movies hit number one.
Yeah.
Like, they get really popular and end up on the Billboard.
Yeah, it definitely, I think, can give them a boost.
Yeah.
You know, if they're really tied in with a show or with a movie, especially when it releases, that can be a big factor for sure.
Yeah.
So, that was my number five, though. Welcome back.
Nice. My number four is Lean On Me by Bill Withers.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on
It hit number one in 1972 and lasted 3 weeks at the top. This one, my best friend and I growing up sang this song to each other a lot.
That's
very
adorable.
Sweet. So it kind of holds a special place in my heart. Bill Withers is actually from a coal mining town, and he wrote this song after he moved to LA because he was feeling sad and missing his community and that close-knit feeling that he had from the small town he grew up in. So that's kind of where this song came from. Again, it's kind of got that soul to it. I think that's kind of the sound I like from from the 70s, a little more so than maybe the disco era a little bit.
Right. Yeah, this is a classic for sure.
Yeah, it's just so good. That's my number four.
My number four is The Joker.
'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. My music smoker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
So this is Steve Miller Band, and this song is just, I don't know. It's, again, it's just classic.
Yeah.
It has a very specific vibe to it. There are those guitar slides that kind of do the
yeah. Wow.
Which is just, it's just iconic. Mm-hmm. This was number one for 1 week, the week of January 12th, 1974.
This song's so good.
It's so good. And it's kind of a funny song. The lyrics in it are kind of odd.
Yeah.
And of course, there's that, people always talk about that one part where he says the word pompatus, which is not a real word. Mm-hmm. He just inserted in the lyrics to, you know, fill that line or whatever. But the rest of the lyrics also are just kind of strange, but in a way that just feels really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that song's awesome.
Yeah, I like this one a lot. So that's my number four.
My number three is Let It Be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
I decided to leave this one off my list. Obviously, a difficult choice.
Yeah.
Because the song is incredible.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, we talked about the Beatles in the 60s list. I guess I'll leave it off just for variety's sake.
I did struggle with that.
But this is just a great
song.
But
I couldn't leave it off.
Yeah. No, this is a great choice.
So it hit number one the week of April 11th, 1970. It was number one for 2 weeks. I feel like this is such a powerful song without being this booming instrumental song, if right. that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of anthemic.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's almost more of like a ballad feeling, but it feels so strong still.
Yeah, and kind of, you know, this is on the heels of the Beatles breaking up,
right.
which obviously is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was reading that Paul McCartney was inspired to write this song because of a dream he had about his mom.
Hmm.
And so there's lots of theories and stuff behind the Mother Mary line.
Mm.
But really, it's just about his mom who had passed when he was a teenager.
Huh.
So, I mean, a lot of people have referenced that to be more of a religious thing. But apparently, it was more just from that dream he had about his deceased mom. So, just kind of an interesting, I don't know, might make you listen to the song a little differently knowing that. But
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just such a good song. And the Beatles are so incredible.
It's a phenomenal song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I struggled with this because I think when I started narrowing down, I think I had like 14 that I narrowed it down to five from. And this was obviously one of them. And I kept kind of coming back to it and then thought, like, I think I'll just leave it off for that reason.
Yeah.
But it was tough because this song, it deserves its place mm-hmm. there.
For
if
sure.
you're talking about what the best songs that happened to be number one in that decade, it's pretty hard to leave off that song.
Yeah.
It's so iconic and so huge. But,
yeah, for sure.
But I really like that one.
Yeah, so that's my number three.
My number three is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself.
So this is Paul Simon. Paul Simon is absolutely one of my favorite songwriters of all time.
Yeah.
And this song, I really like. It's just catchy. It's fun. I really love the verses.
Mm-hmm.
And the verses and the chorus in this song sound almost like two different songs. It's really strange. This is on the album Still Crazy After All These Years. And it's funny, this song was the one that hit number one, but the song Still Crazy After All These Years, I actually like a little bit better. But that album's just great. Paul Simon's solo stuff is amazing. And kind of amazingly, this is his only number one song as a solo artist.
Mm.
You know, there were a couple Simon and Garfunkel
yeah.
songs that hit number one, but this was number one in 1976 for 3 weeks, from February 7th to February 21st. And it's just a really good song. It's just Paul Simon crushing it. So
that's awesome.
That's my number three.
My number two is Just My Imagination.
But it was just my imagination. Running away with me.
Such a great song.
Yeah, it's my favorite Temptations song, and I like the Temptations a lot. They were on my 1960s list also.
Yeah, they're on both of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Beatles and the Temptations.
Making follow-up appearances.
Yeah.
And what year is this?
This is 1971, and okay. It was number one for 2 weeks, and it's just such a good song.
Yeah, it is a great song.
I just love it. It's so catchy. It's the best, so.
My number two is a little bit different, because the way it's listed on the charts is actually as two songs. But my number two is My Sweet Lord and Isn't It a Pity by George Harrison. My sweet lord. So this song was a big single off of the album All Things Must Pass, George Harrison's kind of first solo output after leaving the Beatles, mm-hmm. or after the Beatles split up. And this album, I just really, really love it. I have this album, and I think it was released as a triple LP, so it's three records in the box set. But this song, or two songs, I guess, it's kind of a weird thing. That part I read about a little bit, and apparently Isn't It a Pity was supposed to be the lead single. And then different people kind of disagreed, and some people thought My Sweet Lord should be the lead single instead. And so to give them, like, equal credit and due, the single was released as a double A-side. So, you know, back then, singles were all released as 45s on vinyl, and you'd have an A-side and a B-side. So A-side was your single, and the B-side was, you know, kind of a lesser-known track. But in this case, they released it as a double A-side, and it was supposed to be, like, a symbol that they were giving equal importance to both songs because they kind of disagreed about which song should have been the lead-off single or whatever.
But it is two different songs.
So it's two songs. Huh. Yeah, and on the actual album, it's the first song and the last song of side A of the first record.
Mm.
And so they're not even, like, back-to-back songs. Like, they don't flow one into the next.
Yeah.
It's just kind of an odd thing.
That is funny.
I really like both songs, but if I had to pick one for the list's sake, I would say My Sweet Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That song is just so good. This is George Harrison coming off of the heels of some kind of religious searching, I guess you could say. And so he's talking about Hare Krishna and stuff like that in the album. And it's just a beautiful song. It's so good. George Harrison, I think, is the most underrated Beatle. He's incredible.
Yeah.
And I just really like his songwriting and his voice. The musicianship in this album is really cool and interesting. And this one was on the charts from December 26th of 1970 through the new year, through January 16th of 71. So nice. 4 weeks at number one.
Two songs, 2 years.
Yeah. One thing that I noticed looking at the charts, don't even know if this matters. It just seemed like an interesting detail. It feels like almost every single year, the song that's number one at the last week of the year is always the number one song of the first week of the following year. It's like that never changes for some reason. Huh. It always seems like that. It's just something I noticed. But so this is one of those that carries over from the last week of 1 year into the first few weeks of the next. So that's my number two.
Nice. My number one is Rich Girl. You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a rich girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. By Hall & Oates.
This was so close to being on my list.
I love this song.
It's so good.
It is.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it is. It's like a cool song, but it's so catchy and fun, too. So this was number one the week of March 26, 1977. It stayed number one for 2 weeks. Dad showed me this song.
Yeah, he likes Hall & Oates.
Yeah, and I remember feeling like, oh, this is so cool. It has a cuss word in it. Dad's letting me listen to it, like,
because
I was younger. So yeah, I mean, he introduced it to me, and I've just loved it ever since.
That's a great song. It's just so fun.
It is.
When I was trying to make my list and I was listening to a bunch of different songs that I was considering, and we were listening to this song, and I was like dancing around in my kitchen and stuff. Just so fun.
Yeah. I have three different playlists that I listen to at work a lot, and this song is on all three of them. Really get sick of it. Apparently, it's about one of Paul's ex-girlfriends who is a fast food heiress.
Oh.
Yeah, that's at least the rumor. So I thought that was kind of funny. I'm assuming she is a rich girl. So
That's funny. Also, Hall & Oates. What a specific look those guys had back in the day.
You know what? So they good. Really worked it, though.
Oh, man. They were kings back then.
But yeah, I just love that song, and I can remember sitting in Dad's truck listening to it with him, which is kind of fun. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love that one. That's a great choice. My number one?
Yep.
My number one is American Pie by Don McLean.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
It's just an amazing song. I couldn't not have it on there. And when I was thinking about like songs of the 70s, and this song just feels the most iconic to me. This is one of the most iconic songs probably of all time.
Yeah.
And this is a song you can probably turn on any classic rock station and hear it every single day, probably.
Mm-hmm.
This was number one on the charts for 4 weeks, January 15th through February 5th, 1972. This is a super long song for pop charts. It's 8 minutes and 33 seconds.
Oh, man. That is long.
It's just epic. Yeah. And the storytelling in it is so, like, vivid. And, of course, the chorus is super catchy, sing-along anthemic. Everybody knows the words to that song and can sing along with it in the choruses. But the storytelling and the way he kind of paints the picture and goes through the different timelines and everything is just so good. This is one I think is funny. I remember Dad, like, specifically saying always that this is the song the DJs play when they need to go to the bathroom.
Because like, I need an 8-minute break.
Yeah, it's like, give me 8 minutes. I'm going to throw on American Pie and go to the bathroom.
That sounds like something Dad would say.
Yeah.
Love it.
And this song, which a lot of people know, I think, but he refers to the day the music died.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about the plane crash in which Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens all passed away in this plane crash. And his song, American Pie, has become so iconic, and that phrasing, the day the music died, has become so iconic that now that event is known as the day the music died, even though this song came out like a decade after that happened. But apparently he wrote the song, and the beginning he's kind of talking about his personal experience with when that event happened, and he was like a kid as a paperboy at the time when it happened. He talks about that in the song. It's just really interesting. The song is just really, really well written, and I think it's great.
Yeah, that song's awesome and so iconic.
So, that was our top five Billboard number one songs of the 1970s. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good one. I hope you guys liked it.
I love this series.
Yeah, we didn't have any crossover this week either.
That's amazing. That's so rare.
Yeah.
I like that.
I thought we'd have quite a bit.
I did too, actually. I thought there would be a lot. Kind of fun one. There's a little more variety.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys will share with us. Let us know what some of your favorite songs from the 1970s are. And you can always find us on Twitter at BSL Podcast or on Instagram at Brother Sister Lister and use the hashtag Brother Sister Lister. And we'll find you guys on there or comment on any of our posts. We always love to hear feedback and always love to hear what you guys think about these list ideas.
Definitely. And check us out on the web, brothersisterlister.com. We'll have all of our show notes and everything. We usually have links to products we talk about or different videos or things like that. So check that out for sure. And also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. We'd love for you to join us every week. We do different topics and new episodes every week. So we hope you guys will listen.
And if you've been enjoying the show, if you wouldn't mind taking the time to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, that really helps other people find out about the show. And we always love to have new listeners.
Yes.
So thanks for listening. And until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye.
Miss Chair Model Lady, I dreamt that we were married and you treated me nice. We had lots of kids drinking whiskey and rye. But why'd you have to go off and die? Why'd you have to go off and die? Oh!
real slow. Well, I know that you're in love with him, because I saw you dancing in the gym. The show turned off her shoes. No more rhythm and blues return. Rhythm and blues. This'll be the day.